poetry and spirituality. Are inseparable. They are like the obverse and the reverse of the same coin. Here, I mean spiritual poetry and spirituality. When I speak of spirituality, I mean the acceptance of life. True acceptance of life and true self-ascendance, which is spirituality, are always inseparable. I am a seeker. I write poems, I meditate. When I write poems, I try to reach my highest heights. Here the human in me tries to reach the highest height. And when I meditate, the divine in me descends from its highest height. It is like a ladder, spiritual ladder. I go up and come down. Poetry helps me reach the highest, my highest height. And my meditation helps me come down and become one with the world. Sorrow and world, smile, and it also helps me to share its willingness, capacities. I have been writing poems since my infancy, since I was an infant. Who knows, perhaps even now, I have not surpassed that infancy state. Although I have written hundreds and thousands of poems, some of my good friends, my good critics, accuse me of writing hundreds of poems in a short span of 24 hours. They think and they feel that perfection is of utmost need. How can one write 843 poems in one day and at the same time dream of perfection? Is it not absurdity on the face of it? To some extent, it is absolutely true. Now, in my humble defense, I used to say this. I am not a poet, and I don't want to become one. I am not a composer, although I have composed hundreds of songs. I am not, and I don't want to become one. I have drawn thousands and thousands of paintings, yet I don't dare to claim to be an artist. Truth to tell, I don't want to become an artist. And what do I want to become? I want to become a football in India, you call it football game, here you call it soccer. I happen to be a good footballer. Still, I remember the experiences that I had in those days while kicking the ball hard, very hard. I was consumed with a strong desire to become a football, to be kicked most powerfully by my beloved supreme. The harder I kicked the ball, the greater joy I received, I felt. Here also, in my life of aspiration and dedication, my only prayer, my only aspiration is to become a football and my only prayer is to be kicked every day, every hour, every minute, every second by my beloved Supreme. I used to become a more devoted, more self-giving instrument of his. While utilizing me as an instrument of his, if he wants me to play the role of a poet or the role of a singer, musician or an artist, I am always at his behest to fulfill his command in his own way. Is my only aspiration. The Sanskrit word for the poet is kavi, and in the Sanskrit world, a kavi is he who envisions. What does he envision? He envisions the truth. The truth in its seed form, its potentiality, this truth in its possibilities, finally, in its inevitabilities, of what is truth. Truth is happiness in our progress. And what is progress? Progress is our constant self-giving. We represent both the finite and the infinite. The self-giving of the finite to the infinite is the supreme progress of the finite. And the self-giving of the infinite to the finite is the supreme progress of the infinite itself. When the finite offers its reality existence to the infinite, in return, it receives from the infinite a fruitful smile. And when the infinite offers its reality existence to the finite, in return it receives a soulful cry. The soulful cry and the fruitful smile are the imperishable, incomparable eternally immortal treasures of the Absolute, Supreme.